Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
Hey, folks. The elephant in the room this week is the tipping point. I think for a lot of folks, they realized this week, at long last, that the administration currently holding the White House is lawless, reckless, and escalating in its lawlessness and recklessness. Now, look, a lot of this comes from an understanding that they want to have a fight. The Trump White House wants to have a fight about immigration. They want to try to turn Abrego Garcia into a monstrous criminal MS-13 gang member and to justify ignoring a series of court orders to return him to the United States.
Maybe he's not a terrorist, but he's a potential terrorist. He's a terrorist watch list person.
And that woman that he is married to and that child he had with her, they are safer tonight because he is out of our country.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
To justify ignoring the Supreme Court of the United States, because they look at this particular case as one that has a salutary political effect on their base. There's nothing they love more than a brown monster to frighten the white women, because that's what they're after. They're after turning this guy into a caricature. I'm sure he's not a perfect person. None of us are. But the escalating rhetoric about him becoming this terrifying MS-13 gang member monster, it's all crap, and you know it. He had not committed a crime in the United States of America. He was here legally. This fight, this escalation of sending first people they declared were illegals to CICOT in the El Salvador prison gulag system, is accelerating. You've got Trump saying, oh, well, maybe the people protesting Tesla should be sent to El Salvador. If you don't understand that what's going to happen next is critics of Trump, they'll justify sending critics of Trump to El Salvador, to the prison. He asked Bukele this week, the El Salvadorian dictator, who proudly calls himself a dictator, by the by, to open 5 more CICOTs. They do not plan to simply send illegal and legal immigrants to CICOT. They are now talking about sending American citizens to CICOT. Carolyn Leavitt and Pam Bondi have both said they're trying to find ways to legally send American citizens to CICOT.
You're referring to the president's idea for American citizens to potentially be deported. The president has said if it's legal, right? If there is a legal pathway to do that, he's not sure. We are not sure if there is. It's an idea that he has simply floated and has discussed very publicly as in the effort of transparency.
Now, the president was musing about sending some of the most horrible people in this country down to that mega prison. Is that legal to do? Is that something you're allowed to do?
Well, Jesse, these are Americans who he is saying who have committed the most heinous crimes in our country. And crime is going to decrease dramatically because he has given us a directive to make America safe again.
It will not stop until it is stopped. We are at a tipping point right now in this country. We may be past it in some meaningful ways. But the tipping point is whether or not we have a constitutional order in this country, whether or not we have a legal system in this country, whether or not the courts are an equal part of government. Now, the Supreme Court this week, in a unanimous ruling toward the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia from El Salvador. That word, facilitate, is one that the administration has ignored or misinterpreted, lied about, etc. The courts only have the power if they exercise their power. The courts only have the ability to offset this authoritarianism, this autocracy, this growing sense that Trump is in fact a dictator, if they exercise that power. You will not and cannot rely on Congress to achieve this mission. The Republicans are too terrified of Trump. The Democrats, while they are doing better, we're still not there. They still haven't discovered the power that they have to shut everything down, burn it down. Chuck Schumer will never in a billion years take that advice. because he thinks my honorable friends, we can work out a budget deal and fuck off. No. Shut it down. I'm going to say this until you fucking listen. You are not dealing with the old Republican Party. This isn't Ronald Reagan or George Bush or Richard Nixon or anybody else that you think you understand. Their inexplicability is because they are now an alien party to this country. You could not devise a deeper set of criminal actions by an administration than the ideas and the ideals which they have right now. Keep an eye on a guy named Ed Martin. Ed Martin is currently the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, and he's up for a permanent appointment in that position. CNN, Andrew Kaczynski, and CNN, their team has discovered not only when he came up for this appointment with the Senate did he forget to mention thousands of hours of podcasts that he had done and hundreds of appearances on Russian state-sponsored media that he had done. Just forgot. It's the sort of thing one could forget easily doing thousands of hours of podcasting. And the content of this work is so batshit crazy because he wants to round up and arrest people who prosecuted the January 6th terrorists. He wants to round up and arrest the imaginary deep state conspiracy against Donald Trump. He wants to round up and arrest critics of the president. It is escalating. This tipping point, again, we may have a foot over the tipping point already. It is escalating. If you ask yourself sometimes, like, what would I be doing in Nazi Germany if I were? Well, what you'd be doing is what you're doing right now. Are you speaking up? Are you fighting back? Are you telling, even though you think it's pathetic and lame in some ways, are you telling your member of Congress every fucking day, hey, stop it. Hey, stand up for the law and the Constitution and the rights of American citizens and the rights of people here in America as visitors, because they are still, I am sorry to tell you, Stephen Miller, still covered under things like due process of law. Habeas corpus is still a thing for people who are not American citizens, but they are, in fact, in America. What they want from this administration, what Trump's administration desperately, desperately wants, is to slip further, boiling the frog slowly, just a little bit at a time, into the position where one day we're like, oh, well, you know, he said a guy is kind of, well, I don't know, maybe he was a gang member, maybe he wasn't. And then you'll let it go. And then you'll let go when they arrest an American citizen and don't try him here in America. They just put him on a plane to see God. And then they want you to just go, oh, well, you know, that guy was a criminal, though. They sent him to CCOT. I mean, it's bad, but it's not that. It's not going to happen to me. And then it happens to somebody that you know or that you love or that you care about. Then it happens to people that have criticized him in the press or the media. And I said this the other day, and I meant it jokingly. There are people in the press that Trump has a love-hate relationship with that a lot of the MAGA folks believe should be killed. A lot of the MAGA folks believe they should be deported. Denaturalized as citizens. Stephen Miller is planning to do what they call mass denaturalization of American citizens to take away your citizenship so that you can be put on a plane to CCOT and shipped to a prison colony in El Salvador. Or worse. Believe me, they'll come up with somewhere worse. They'll come up with the modern equivalents of black sites. They'll come up with the modern equivalents of, y'all, if you know this, you know this, the salt pit. They'll come up with modern equivalents because they desperately want to tip you into a world where you will accept having American citizens sent to a foreign prison camp without a trial. They desperately want you to get to a point where you believe that Donald Trump is in such danger from the deep state that people like me will be arrested. People like me will be sent to a foreign prison colony. Am I first on the list? Nah, a lot of people ahead of me on that list. Do I feel like I'm on that list? Yeah. Would MAGA cheer if it happened? Absolutely. Because if you're a critic, if you speak out, if you stand up in the field when everybody else is sitting down, they think they're going to winnow you down. They think they're going to cut you down. And it's a tipping point because you have to choose. And I've had well-meaning friends the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks say, you know, man, we're trying to make it less crazy. It's not going to be that bad. But, you know, everybody's got to lower the rhetoric. You've got to calm down on the criticism of Trump. No, I will never. You should never. The tipping point that's most important is the one inside of you. The tipping point that's most important in this accelerating, dangerous moment is not the one in society. It's the one inside of you. And it's, do you choose in this moment, at this time, on this day, to say that you will never back down to this? You will never stop fighting this. You will never give in to this. It is the hardest decision you will make, because it will fuck up your life in a thousand ways. And believe me, I have a blessed life. I have love in my life that I can't express to you how good it is and how heartening it is. But it is also a constant torture by these fucking assholes. They want to make your life suck. They want you to be afraid. You have to resist it and defy it every day.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
And it's not just about people like me who are public facing and out there every day. It's about people like you. And it takes millions of people like us to be in this fight, to resist this slide into authoritarianism. He is going to do this, guys, until he is stopped. And I don't know what stops him yet. Whether it's the collapse of the economy, which he's doing a great job, heck of a job, Donnie, a great job on. It's collapsing the economy at a pace that's astounding. I don't know if it's going to be the courts finally putting the brakes on and putting some of these motherfuckers who are defying court orders in jail for contempt. I don't know if it's going to be the business community finally understanding that they made a deal with the devil, and the devil always cheats in the deal. I don't know if it's going to be the big law folks who agreed to do $1 billion worth of free legal work for Trump finally saying, oh, we made a deal with the devil. We're out of this deal. We're not doing it. Fuck you. Take away our security clearances. Whatever. I don't know if it's going to be Americans taking to the streets in millions and millions of folks. This tipping point that they want to push you over is to break you individually, to break your spirit, to break your will to resist, and to break your character as an American. And that really is the biggest part of this escalation. Trump wants Americans to rebrand themselves. He wants them to be subjects, not citizens. He wants them to be servants, not people with sovereign rights granted by God and enumerated in a constitution that has stood for 250 years. He wants you to bend a knee and knuckle the forehead and bow. Instead of doing what you deserve and have every right to do as an American citizen, which is to stand and to speak out and to fight back. This is not a culture war on the right that they think. This isn't about liberal universities or liberal companies or the deep state or any of their fantasy demons. This is about a group of people around Donald Trump who assertively wish to transform this country into an autocracy. They will only do it first if they break institutions to their will, and second, if they break humans and American citizens to their will. Institutions, a few of them, to their credit, are beginning to fight back. Harvard this week told them to fuck off. And that really is the crude and direct answer you really have to take with these people. One of the secret sauces of Trumpian authoritarianism is that they know that D.C. and Washington and the business community and New York's financial community and Silicon Valley, these are organizational cultures that prize a certain degree of civility and stability and predictability and bounded behavior. This is why Trump in particular hates folks like the Lincoln Project, hates folks like me and Stewart and everybody else in our circle, and a lot of the Never Trump folks, because we're not predictable machines anymore. They want less freedom in this country. They want less freedom of action, freedom of thought, freedom of speech in this country. They're going to work at it every day. They're going to try to grind you down every day. Become ungovernable. Be unpredictable. Never, ever, ever think that they can shove you into the boxcar. You should always believe that you have some strength in you that goes beyond this autocratic torture that they're trying to impose on America. You should always believe that you have a strength that goes beyond their ability to arrest enough people, to shut enough mouths, to suppress enough thought and speech. This country was built on great work after great work after great work. Those great works were always hard. We have fought for generations to bend the proverbial arc of history in the right direction in this country. They are trying to shove it in the wrong direction. When slavery was an essential part of the South's economy, it didn't make it not evil. It was evil. It was a universal evil. And over 600,000 Americans gave their lives to defeat it. That work was a great work, but it was not a complete work. It had to go on and on and on. Still going on today. 100 years after the Civil War ended, we were still fighting about civil rights. Women did not have the right to vote in this country until the beginning of the 20th century. We have worked in this country to defeat fascism, to defeat communism, to defeat the flaws of chattel slavery in our original Constitution. We have worked in this country to defeat and to do great things. And we have done great things as a country. All of that is anathema to them. They want to turn this country back not 100 years, but 250 years. They want to restore Donald Trump as a king. They want to restore Donald Trump and his administration as a royal monarchical system, post-republic, post-democracy, post-America.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
They're shoving it as hard as they can. It's important that you never, for a moment, accept that. It's important that for never a moment that you wake up and go, yeah, today's the day I'm okay with Donald Trump being addressed as my lord, or his sons, Uday and Kusei, treated as princes. It's important that you fight this till the last dog dies, as we say down south, because it's going to require a lot of courage in the coming weeks and months. It's going to require a lot of strength. It's going to require being loud, being public, being open, being right in their face every day. The people around Trump increasingly are criminals. And I say that without a blink of an eye. Tom Homan is a kidnapper and a human trafficker. Kristi Noem is a kidnapper and a human trafficker. The people that are dragging American citizens and people here legally to a fucking El Salvadorian death camp are criminals. The people flying those planes are criminals. The people around Donald Trump giving him the legal advice who know what they are doing is unconstitutional, they're the enablers of a claque of criminals. They are liars. They are frauds. They are criminals. And they're all serving the chief liar, the chief fraud, and the chief criminal. I know this sounds like a lot today. I know this sounds like we're already falling into the abyss. I want you to hold a couple of thoughts in your mind. The tipping point, once again, is about each of you individually. The systems and the collapse of law firms and the collapse of big corporations in Trump's direction can be reversed, and it will be. A lot of them are already quickly reversing themselves. They understand the damage that their compromises have done to their reputations and to their businesses and to their futures. A lot of the damage he's doing to human lives can't be reversed, but we can do our best to ameliorate it, to help recompense for it in the future. The damage to this country's spirit and our reputation in the world is tremendous. It's going to take decades to overcome it. It will be a new great work for this country to overcome and undo what he has done. The thing I want you to hold in your heart, the thing that kind of keeps me going sometimes, people say, oh, you know, revenge is a bad motivation. These people will face justice. There will be a day when he is no longer president. There will be a day when the damage they've done, the crimes they have committed, the lives they have brutalized, the Constitution and the institutions that they have destroyed in this country, where they will be held to account. You know, the generals in Argentina for years, and the admirals and generals in Argentina who ran their program of oppression of dissent, they thought, nothing could ever happen to us. We'll never be. We're in charge forever. A lot of them ended up against a wall. A lot of them ended up in prison. I know we're not supposed to make the analogies to the angry German guy, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of senior Nazi officials who went before the Nuremberg Tribunal and said, oh, well, you know, we were just following orders. It didn't work out so well for them. A lot of them got to dance the Danny Deaver at the end of a noose. There are people who will go further than the law has ever allowed in this country, but they will be held to account someday. You should stick around and fight your hardest to make sure you watch them be held to account. You should be sure to stick around and fight as hard as you can so you can see Stephen Miller perp walked, so you can see Pam Bondi perp walked, so you can see Tom Homan be sentenced to a very long time in prison. These people are a criminal enterprise. Stick around, because the tipping point does not have to be the one they determine. The tipping point can swing back in the other direction. And they've already shown you who they are. It's time for you to stand up and show America who you are. And that, folks, is this week's Elephant in the Room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production.
Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe,
and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Produced by Whitney Hayes.
Edited by Riley Main.
Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.